From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. Just ahead, remembering a legendary drought and a seven-year stretch when parts of West Texas didn't get an inch of rain. First, though, to today's thunder sleet, which left cars sliding, planes grounded, schools shut down, and most folks hunkered down at home. The National Weather Service says the worst of that precip is over for now, though temperatures are sliding into the 20s, and that's causing wet streets and overpasses to refreeze. Late this afternoon, the Weather Service issued another winter storm watch for tomorrow night into Wednesday. That one could bring us 1 to 3 inches of snow. KERA's reporters spent the day on the slick streets from Dallas all the way to Stephenville, and for the next few minutes, we'll check in with them.
Road crews are still working 12-hour shifts to cover North Texas highways with salt, sand, and even brine. After the sleet fell, plows cleared the frozen stuff off the roads. Still, many of the people who did venture out did some slipping and sliding. Dallas and Fort Worth police got more than 200 calls for accidents through midday. In North Texas, at least one person died in a weather-related accident. It happened around 4:30 this morning in Carrollton on the southbound side of President George Bush Turnpike. A driver lost control of a Mitsubishi Montero and crashed into an 18-wheeler. The sleet tapered off this afternoon, and major roads are mostly just wet at this point. With temperatures in the 20s, though, refreezing is a concern tonight, so the commute tomorrow morning could be tough. If you're at home, you probably have your power. Oncourse says only about 1,800 outages were reported during the heart of the storm this morning. And that number is far smaller than other recent ice storms because we got more sleet than freezing rain. Oncor's Emily Sanderson says sleet simply bounces off power lines and trees. Freezing rain would have coated everything, and that would have knocked out power for many more folks. From North Dallas, I'm Eric Austin.
And I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Stephenville, about 70 miles southwest of Fort Worth. This is where the American Sniper trial was supposed to resume today, but because of ice and wet snow, some attorneys, jurors, and rebuttal witnesses couldn't make it to the courthouse, so the trial won't start again until tomorrow at 10. Plus, a lot of police officers who normally would have been in court for security were needed to work local traffic. Police Sergeant Shea King says within city limits, there was only one accident reported, an 18-wheeler that drove off the road. He loves winter weather.
I like snow, but this is ice, and so it's always makes our jobs a little more dangerous for officers out on the roadway and people walking around, and we just ask everybody to be careful when they're out on the roadway and try to stay home if possible.
Home couldn't contain the boys in Kayla Garrett's house. Gunner, Grady, Tyler, and their dad, Bosco, headed for City Park Hill.
Every time it snows here in Stephenville, this is where everyone gathers to slide down the hill. This is the place to be.
What are you using to slide down?
Just a Rubbermaid tote lid or trash can lid.
Which one goes down smoother?
I think the trash can lid.
Taylor Foster and her best friend Stephanie Hall are both from Arlington, studying at Tarleton State University just down the road.
I'm a freshman there.
Wait!
I have a hurt foot. Well, don't tell my mom, but I've been flooding with torn ligaments in my ankle.
Oh my goodness.
I have my crutches in the car. Yep. Welcome to Stephenville.
From Stephenville, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
I'm Bill Zeeble at DFW International Airport, where half the 2,000 typical daily flights were canceled. 350 people were stranded, including Onda James, whose Monday afternoon flight home to Shreveport never took off. The next one's not till Tuesday.
I can't believe the next flight is tomorrow. So right now I try to rent a car and just drive. That's it.
Patrick Obodo was on his way to San Diego Monday, but that didn't happen. He's a clinical researcher headed to a must-attend meeting to check on people in the study.
It's pre-scheduled, it's pre-arranged. The clinical site is expecting me. If I don't make it, it's going to put me behind.
At least Obodo lives here, so he can go home for the night and come back tomorrow for his flight to San Diego, assuming it's on schedule. Hotel manager Teresha Rowan arrived here just fine for a week-long seminar with 23 others, only a lot of them didn't make it, so the whole week of training may get canceled. That means an unscheduled vacation in icy North Texas.
I grew up in Utah. I've driven in snow and ice my whole life. It's not me I'm worried about, actually. It's everybody else who's not comfortable driving in snow that we'll see how it goes.
From DFW Airport, I'm Bill Zeeble.
I'm Stella Chavez in Plano.
Ready, Daddy? Go!
Go, 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 go!
The temperature may have been below freezing, but kids here didn't seem to mind. With school districts across North Texas closed, children went outside to slip and slide. Graham Gadd and his three kids spent part of the morning and afternoon barreling down an ice-covered hill at Carpenter Park in Plano. Gadd is a middle school teacher in Allen who was thrilled to share a day off with them. And the kids, they were sporting neon-colored plastic sleds that Dad ordered for them online.
After the big ice storm last year, we were too late. But this is the first time we got to use them.
Before they had sleds, the kids used big pieces of cardboard. Now they can go faster, and they've even named their new toys.
Mine's orange because it's orange.
Mine's Flash because it goes really fast.
And mine's Blueberry because it's blue, and I like berries.
That was Rachel, Evan, and Micah Gadd, who go to Norton Elementary in Allen. Before leaving, Rachel said she had an important message for other kids stuck at home.
When it's winter and it's snowing, get a hill and get a snowboard.
Sounds like good advice.
Yes, it is.
Let's go. One, two, three.
From Plano, I'm Stella Chavez.
And I'm Diana Douglas. It's helpful at times like these to get a little East Coast perspective.
I can definitely handle this versus the situation in Boston where there are 9 feet walls of snow to my left and my right.
That's Mary Matabushi, who fled Boston on Friday with her infant daughter. They arrived to a glorious weekend of t-shirt weather in Dallas. Her husband stayed behind. He can search for their car and navigate snow tunnels to get to the grocery store. Mary and her baby plan to stay here for at least 2 weeks.
Today I woke up to snow, so that was familiar but disappointing.
Maybe some people who are living through the worst winter on record in the Northeast look at Dallas with scorn, but not Mary.
I just feel like all parts of the country are getting pummeled. And so, yeah, if people want to cancel school here and complain about slick conditions, I totally support that because we've been complaining in Boston. Everyone gets a license to complain this winter.
Mary Matabushi grew up in Dallas. Knowing the North Texas winter, she'll take her chances here while she and her family wait for spring. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
This week's weather won't put a dent in the drought that's drained reservoirs in North Texas and farther west. And it's rekindled memories of a drought that gripped West Texas in the 1950s. On KERA 90.1 tonight at 8 on the new statewide news magazine Texas Standard, NPR's John Burnett shares voices of Texans like Sandy Whitley of San Antonio.
And everybody kept saying, it's going to rain. It always rains. You know, one of these days it's going to rain. Well, after 7 years, you're still telling yourself the same old fable.
The voice of Sandy Whitley of San Angelo. She and others remember the brutal 1950s West Texas drought. That's tonight at 8 on the new statewide news magazine, Texas Standard, on KERA 90.1. Overnight low of 25, and forecasters have a freezing drizzle alert for overnight. Could be another tough morning commute as the old winter ice meets the new winter ice and both are frozen on the freeways. Then a winter storm watch Tuesday night through noon on Wednesday, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible. 26 degrees in Dallas, 27 in Fort Worth, 24 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.